Waiting in line, never fun, but sometimes it can be downright dangerous. Think about if you have to wait for an important medical procedure. Or maybe it's not that dangerous. NPR social science correspondent Shankar Vedantam is here to talk about this. Hey, Shankar.
Hi, David.
So you're going to tell me no more grumbling if you have to wait to schedule a surgery? Or,
well,
or
I think grumbling might be allowed, but it might not actually be necessary, David. This is research conducted in Britain where long waiting times for medical procedures has long been a concern. Valentina Tonai at the Economic and Social Research Institute in Dublin analyzed the health outcomes of patients waiting for surgery and measured whether health outcomes were affected by delays in Britain's nationalized health system.
Of course, no one likes to wait in any context, and not only for healthcare services, but that is part of the deal if you want to be treated in the public healthcare system. There are a lot of people that require the same treatment.
I assume we're not talking about something that is incredibly acute and urgent.
I think that's right. So Tonai and her colleagues, Giuseppe Mushali and Luigi Siciani, analyzed outcomes of tens of thousands of patients getting coronary bypass surgery between the years 2000 and 2010.
Heart surgery, I mean, that is important stuff.
It is serious, but as you pointed out, these are all patients getting elective surgery, meaning they're not in an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
The average waiting time was about 200 days, but some patients waited only a month. Others waited many, many months. The questions Tonai wanted to answer is whether patients who wait longer for the procedure are more likely to die as a result of waiting or more likely to suffer medical complications after receiving a delayed surgery.
With our study, we do not find that long waits worsen patient health. So basically, we do not find that if you wait for a long time, you're going to have a higher risk of dying after the surgery or of being readmitted as an emergency.
Why is this happening? It really does feel counterintuitive.
It's not entirely clear why this is happening. Now, many medical procedures involve judgment and some element of guesswork. So if you're a doctor, you're trying to guess whether the patient before you needs a procedure. You're trying to guess how dire the situation is. If the risk that the patient is going to suffer a heart attack in reality is, let's say, a year away, this might explain why waiting between 2 months or 6 months doesn't make a difference because both of those are within the window in which the bad outcome is going to happen.
But this really means if you have a loved one who is in need of bypass surgery, I mean, you really have no argument to make that you need to get him or her into that procedure as soon as possible. I mean, waiting is okay.
Yeah, so it's a complicated question you're asking, David. You know, coronary bypass surgery is a serious medical procedure. So we are talking about patients who could die from a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that waiting for this serious medical procedure doesn't produce worse outcomes is worth noting because it suggests this might also be the case for less serious procedures. At the same time, this is one study done in one country looking at one kind of medical procedure. Also worth noting that the outcomes the researchers are looking at here are not the only outcomes worth considering. Waiting can produce a lot of anxiety. It can produce a lot of worry. Those are also factors you might need to consider independent of the objective medical outcomes.
Sure. Okay. So a conclusion, but I keep in context.
Exactly.
All right, Shankar, thanks as always.
Thanks, David.
That is Shankar Vedantam. He regularly comes on the program to talk about social science research. You can follow him on Twitter @HiddenBrain, and you can follow this program @Morning Edition.